With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The president taking focus away from San Francisco.
President Trump is backing off plans for a surge of federal agents into San Francisco. The announcement comes as protesters gathered outside a Coast Guard station near San Francisco.
San Francisco is on the rise.
Mayor Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said on X, President Trump is finally for once listened to reason. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump is outlining the administration's efforts to combat crime as well as drug and human trafficking. He adds his administration will brief lawmakers about strikes on suspected drug smugglers, but will not ask for any formal authority to continue the action.
I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
He says the cartels are bloodthirsty.
These groups have unleashed more bloodshed and killing on American soil than all other terrorist groups combined. These are the worst of the worst. It should now be clear to the entire world that the cartels are the ISIS of the Western Hemisphere.
NBA season just getting started, but it's taking a backseat to the news. The league is being racked in a massive gambling ring involving numerous individuals, several arrests already, and the FBI says this is not over. World of sports in a state of shock. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier, just two who have been arrested. This involves leaked information about NBA athletes and rigged poker games. This is SRN News. Well, a new report is out concerning religious freedom.
It's the annual offering of aid to the church in need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
77% of Americans believe gun detection technology should be deployed in schools, workplaces, and churches. That's the word from a new poll by the Propeller Insights. Respondents express overwhelming support for integrating gun detection devices into existing video surveillance systems as part of safety measures. This is SRN News. Existing home sales surging last month as declining mortgage rates and a pickup in available properties encourage home shoppers. More from correspondent Rich Thomason.
The National Association of Realtors says used home sales rose 1.5% from August to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of just over 4 million houses. That's the fastest sales pace since February. And sales jumped 4.1% compared with September a year ago. The national median sales price climbed 2.1% from a year ago to $415,200. Rich Thomason reporting.
FCC Chairman Brendan Carr says broadcast licenses are not guaranteed and can be revoked if broadcasters fail to serve the public interest. Tension highlighted in the Jimmy Kimmel case. His show was temporarily suspended due to controversy surrounding comments that he made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. More details, srnnews.com.